Hello everybody, welcome to the daily update from ValuesVest. We're looking at the world of ESG, trying to narrow down all the news and give you what you need. In this update, I want to tell you about a report that was just released about the European power sector in 2020 and the trends that are being observed. And this report was released by essentially two clean energy think tanks, Agora Energiewende out of Germany and Ember out of the UK, and they've done five of these annual reports. And the idea here is, again, as always with ValuesVest, is not to preach as to what's right, what's wrong, just to say here's some evidence, some data, you can make your own decisions. And this report clearly shows what's going on in Europe and in Europe's attempts to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. And back in 2008, the European Union said, well, we want to set goals for reducing our greenhouse gas emissions, part of the climate change initiative. They set up initial goals for 2020 in terms of reductions. They achieved those earlier, and they set up more. The latest long-reaching goal is by 2050 to have net zero emissions greenhouse gases. And so what that means is that you're going to cut back on the sources of energy that produce the greenhouse gases, your coal, your oil, your natural gas, and increasing your renewables, your solar energy and your hydro, your wind power. So that's the way that Europe is going. You know, according to their metrics, they're making very good progress. What this study shows is that for the first time in 2020, the renewables as a portion of European electricity production overtook fossil fuels. And the biggest component of the renewables is wind and solar. Coal production in Europe continues to fall. The benefits of reduced coal production are being offset by increases in natural gas production. And a lot of that is evidently being driven by low gas prices and pricing of carbon credits. That's a very sort of complicated issue. What this report shows is that clearly wind and solar has got the lion's share of what's going on in Europe. It looks like it's going to continue when you look at these projections. And as investors, you know, it's important to look at the big picture, because so many times in investing, it's really the tide that lifts all boats, takes all boats down. It's got a bigger effect than the performance of the individual boats. So obviously not investment advice, just that's, my observations over decades in the business. And you know, you sort of ignore the big trends at your peril. The big takeaways from this report, again, are that wind and solar clearly seem to be in the uptrend. Coal continues to fall. Nuclear continues to fall. And it certainly looks, if Europe is going to reach the goals of neutral emissions by 2050, that essentially wind and solar additions are going to have to increase at an even quicker pace. One last thing just to end with is, interestingly enough, obviously COVID took a big toll on economies around the world in 2020. However, it appears that by the end of the year, electric demand in Europe had gotten back to its pre-COVID levels. So there's going to be a lot of discussion, a lot of investment made trying to figure out, where that demand is all coming from and how to take advantage of it. So again, this is called the European Power Sector in 2020, an up-to-date analysis on electricity transition. Take a look at it if you want a big picture of what appears to be going on in Europe as they progress towards their long-term greenhouse gas emission goals. So interesting report, and we'll leave the update at that today. All right. Thanks again, ValuesVest. Talk to you soon.